Good evening. This is Lee Ryder speaking from Chronicle Live on the Everything is Black and White podcast after an enthralling afternoon at St. James's Park. I do hope you have had a happy Easter so far and that the game lived up to your expectations. I think it went beyond my expectations and many others as the goals flew in time and time again at St. James's Park on Saturday afternoon. And where to start with that? Well, where do you start, really? I think, as usual, I will go through the goals one by one. Newcastle got off to the dream start just 6 minutes in when Alexander Isaac sent the goalkeeper the wrong way when Anthony Gordon won the penalty at the loser's end. Clear foul, went to a VAR check. I have to be honest, I don't know about you, but I did wonder if the VAR check was going to go against us when it looked like Gordon may have been offside, but look, it didn't happen and it was given and Isak scored. But that was only the start of the drama. Newcastle then just decided to almost go into self-destruct mode. They did lose Lascelles through an injury, so they were forced to reshuffle. But yeah, Antonio equalising with, you know, a simple ball over the top. Fabian Schär didn't look fully committed. I don't know whether he was unable to run at full speed or not, but it didn't look good. And Antonio made no mistake. And then just as Newcastle looked like they were a team needing that half-time break to reorganise, Kudus put West Ham 2-1 to the good. And yeah, I was starting to really fear for Newcastle at that point. The half-time break was a real inquest in the press room. I was talking to a few ex-players and they were a bit taken aback by how bad Newcastle were doing defensively. And yeah, they got the worst possible start to the second half as well, as Jarrod Bowen sprinted through. Kudus played him through with his very nice ball from the left hand side, and Bowen just, you know, skipped through and slotted it home confidently. 3-1. You wondered, were West Ham going to run up some kind of crazy scoreline? But Newcastle, you know, eventually got back into it. They threw on some substitutes, made a treble change, which at first didn't look like it had gone too well when Almiron ended up coming off after 12 minutes. But the other substitutes who came on, Lewis Hall and Elliot Anderson, did bring a lot of energy into the midfield. And then when Harvey Barnes came on for Almiron, it just changed the game. Newcastle got back into it. Gordon winning a penalty again. Isak stepping up again and scoring again. So 3-2, you know, Newcastle were right back in the game. It's a very difficult scoreline. 2-3, because the opposition then don't know what to do. They don't know whether to sit back and sit on the lead or, you know, try and push on. And Newcastle had the initiative and they took it. Harvey Barnes, great run through the middle, slotting the ball through the goalkeeper's legs. 3-3 with 7 minutes left. Both teams then found themselves with a decision to make whether to go for it. Newcastle were only ever going to go for it, and Harvey Barnes scored a wonderful fourth for Newcastle. His second curled it beyond the keeper. 4-3, 8 minutes of stoppage time. And Newcastle, you know, had done what they needed to do. They just had to see out the last few minutes. Anthony Gordon got sent off for a second yellow card, which was, yeah. I mean, doesn't get sent off on purpose, but it was a, well, a daft booking, do you say that? Because, you know, the first yellow card was for hauling back Kudus at a time when Newcastle needed, I think they were behind at the time, and they couldn't afford to concede another one, so he had to do that. He tried to kick the ball away to save a bit of time. But yeah, he's sent off, so he misses the Everton game. So, you know, maybe it's a blessing in disguise. He gets a rest for that one. But really, I think Newcastle fans will believe now they can beat Everton. And if they can, then, you know, the whole season changes in many ways, because that's the game in hand that could take them, you know, above West Ham, puts them right back in it, you know, then puts them back in touch with the top six as well. So, look, Newcastle have it all to play for still. The season is still alive. It's thanks to today's win. I think there's a lot of good performances today. There was a few questionable ones, but you just wonder how long Newcastle can keep doing this. I think the fact that they've now got three more injuries, the Lascelles one doesn't look too good. Almiron is a knee injury, and Livermento again an ankle injury. So they're running out of players. They've obviously got Tonali suspended for a long time to come yet. He gets a brief stint in the sin bin, does Anthony Gordon. But they're running out of players, Newcastle, and you've got you know, the likes of Paul Dummett, who can step in defensively. You've got Matt Ritchie on the bench there as well. But ultimately, you know, they are down to the bare bones. I think it's a real issue for Eddie Howe. And really, he's got to just try and keep players as fit as possible now. They're getting all sorts of things levelled at them about, are they overtraining? Are they doing something wrong behind the scenes? Is the medical department getting things right? There's so much, really, that you can see being thrown Newcastle's way. And they've got another tough schedule to come. You know, they've got Everton on Tuesday night, then Fulham away, and then a quick turnaround for Spurs. So, you know, it's two more games that Bruno Guimaraes has to avoid a yellow card as well. That would be disastrous if he gets booked against Everton or Fulham, because then he could potentially, you know, miss those two more games. So it's tough for Newcastle, but they're still very much in the hunt for Europe. And that's all you can ask for them from today. I did ask Eddie Howe if he appreciated having the entertainers tag, which has come the way of Newcastle. Because just the nature of some of the comebacks this season, you know, the 4-4 against Luton as well was another one, beating Nottingham Forest away 3-2. You know, they've had some fantastic games this season. And, you know, I think really Eddie Howe will feel that there must be a less stressful way of winning games. But look, that's where Newcastle are. It's been a long, long season. It's hard to remember that, you know, they were in the Champions League not that long ago, but now they're going for a different prize, potentially the Europa League, potentially the Europa Conference League. We'll have to wait and see. I think either prize would be a huge reward this season. A lot of talk about, you know, will Newcastle stick with Eddie Howe? I think that's more in the wider media. I think if you look today before the game, Newcastle fans are right behind Eddie Howe. The banner was there at the Gallagher end, Eddie Howe's black and white army. It was a nice little display, which he was very touched by. And, you know, he said that in the press conference. And I think really, you know, he's earned the right to continue in the position he's in. You know, this season's been tough. But I think if, you know, even if they didn't get into Europe and they had a solid finish and finished in the top 10, I think that would be more than enough to move forward for next season in terms of stability. You know, in terms of winning a trophy, well, that's another argument. And it's even something that Eddie Howe alluded to in his press conference today. He said he doesn't want to be remembered as being entertainers like Kevin Keegan's team. He wants to be remembered for winning a trophy. Well, Newcastle would have another chance to win a trophy if they got into that Europa Conference League, because it is very winnable. And as West Ham proved last season, and their fans reminded Newcastle fans of today. But look, I'll sign off here. It's been a crazy day. It's been a day where I'm sure everyone enjoyed the sunshine, enjoyed the football, but the bit in the middle was very stressful. And hopefully it makes for, you know, everyone having that happy Easter and moving on to Tuesday against Everton. If they can win that one, then, yeah, the season, the fight for Europe is right back on. So fingers crossed they can win that one.